And it is coming up on 9:30. We're a minute or so early for the program, but always happy to talk car talk with Brad Dundress from Dundress Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. And Brad, we're going to go back into a little bit of a weekend pattern for, or I'll say a winter weather pattern for the weekend. So, you know, now might be a good time just to make sure you, the wiper blades are all good and the battery works, right?
Lots of weather changes this time of year. That'll stress out your car's battery, the wiper blades you mentioned, tire pressure, light indicators might be coming on for people. Yeah, it's a good time to get out this afternoon while it's still relatively warm, and get things looked at if you have those concerns.
Yeah.
Definitely take advantage of our 995 oil change. As always, we've got that going on today. You can give them a call out there and see what availability is, or schedule an appointment online in either store. Right now, you can go right to dungeonschoice.com, select which store you'd rather visit. You know, we do service all makes and models, but we do have the Toyota and Ford service departments, and then a Lincoln also. So if you call, they're going to ask which one of those you'd like to service in. And but anyway, you can go online and actually schedule the appointment right in our system, so we know when the system knows when we have slots available, and it's pretty cool. You can select your vehicle and schedule it right in so that we know you're coming, and get that done. That system also will send you a little reminder and make sure that you are happy with your appointment in the long run.
And I think that's all about a customer service. That's what we talk about nearly every week on this program,
that's
one
right.
way or the other.
That's one of our big deals out there. You know, the 995 oil change kind of become a hallmark this last decade or so, and it's a great program. It does help people get their car maintained at a great value. It's something that we do as a discount for people to help encourage you to get your vehicle serviced. It's so important to do regular service on your vehicle. And, you know, that kind of where this whole show started back
That's
in
right.
the days with Rusty Bunn and a real service focus on what we talked about. But the truth is that, you know, maintaining your vehicle is so important today. And the vehicles have changed a lot in these last 15 years we've had this show.
That's right.
Right now they're driving computers basically, but you know, they're still, you know, machines, and there's lots of parts and moving things that need to be lubricated. Everything has to be lined up right for this to function well. And maintenance is so critical to that, to just keeping it performing well and safely for you over time.
Well, and you're keeping the miles per gallon up for us. I know that at least on when I bring it in, and I don't know the mileage intervals, but I know that they have done some particular I'll say clean up for the interior of the engine process, that as soon as they did it, it got it right back to the original miles per gallon that I was getting when I bought the car. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things you can do that will help fuel economy if you see that deteriorating. But, you know, you should actually, if we do the regular maintenance and we stay on top of your vehicle, we should be able to help you with that. And but certainly, if you see some kind of a symptom like that, that's a good sign that you may need something.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, it's just simple stuff like your brakes and your tires and, you know, just making sure that they're operating properly. The tires are a good example of that, because if you don't rotate your tires and keep your wheels aligned, they're just going to wear much quicker. And tires get pretty expensive these days
yeah.
with all the fancy wheels they put on cars. And of course, everybody wants to look good in their vehicle. But, you know, sometimes those tires may cost several hundred dollars a piece. And so keeping them maintained a few extra 1,000 miles can make a big difference on your budget. And, you know, so that's why we always recommend about every 5,000 miles that you do the rotation of your tires, and that, you know, that you stick to the oil change interval that's recommended by your manufacturer. Probably one of the more aggressive schedules. Mm-hmm. They usually have a little bit of a range. But in Oklahoma, with all the temperature extremes that we have, and with the kinds of driving we do, where we do some, you know, city driving can be pretty stressful on vehicles if you're just going around in Bartlesville and not really getting out on the highway much, and, you know, lots of start and stop, and you know, can be actually more stressful than you'd imagine.
And one thing that I remember probably the most from when Rusty started the program, in weather like this where it's cool, always stress, you know, make sure before you just shut the car off that the engine actually does get up to full operating temperature, just so
yeah.
that all the just I don't want to call it sludge, all its deposits actually get back in solution so that they don't stick someplace.
Of course, if there are sediments and oils and things that will settle when oil sits, when any fluid sits, obviously it's going to settle. And, you know, we try all that. That's the purpose of changing your oil and topping off the fluids. And, you know, you do want to flush your radiator or coolant system. At some point, if you're keeping your vehicle over many years, you're going to have other systems, brake systems and stuff can need to be maintained sometimes like that if things get in there. We do have products that help you, that can help flush those types of things all the way from, you know, engines and radiators and transmissions all the way through cooling systems and all that. So that is part of what we offer. And, you know, that maintenance is just so critical. I see it every day on the really great cars that we see that are super well-maintained, the used cars around here, and the ones that aren't. And it makes a huge difference in the value of the vehicle in the long run, too. Not just, you know, you're kind of investing. It costs you a little bit to maintain your vehicle, but you get a lot of that back, you know, when you're done with it at the end.
Well, and I don't know what's coming in new, but I know you were talking last week about some of the new things that are coming on down the pike for 19 and 20.
Great stuff. I mean, actually, today, what's on us today is tomorrow is the start of truck month for Ford.
Great.
So that's a great news for us and for all of you that are interested in a new truck this time of year. It's one of our busiest times of year for Ford in the what is now known as the Dallas region. Mm-hmm. We have had truck month here for decades at this time of year, and it's a big event for us. It's only in this part of the country, so we've got great incentives on our trucks, by trucks I mean the F-150, the Super Duty, Expedition Explorer, all the SUVs, great deals on those. Some of the incentives will be announced tomorrow. They're going to be great. There's going to be great interest rates. You're going to be able to delay your payments up to 90 days. I think they'll have 0% for 70, plus all kinds of rebates on top of the 0% offers on select vehicles. I think there's big rebates on the 2019 Super Duty will be enhanced. And then we've got some great deals. We're going to price all our vehicles again tonight and make sure they're aggressively priced and put some great deals out there on those. We're also working on, don't want to forget about Toyota, but one of our marketing themes this year, this next period is going to be the battle of the brands.
That's right.
Toyota does not want to be left behind during truck month. So they're coming to the plate with a Tacoma offer that's incredible. I looked at it yesterday and I did a double take because I made them go back and check the payment on this lease on a Tacoma because it's incredible. It is a lease, but what happens with the lease is there's a factor called a residual, which is what they expect the vehicle to be worth when the lease is over. And the lease on the Tacoma is an incredible residual, over 70%. And so the payment is extremely low, and you can really get a great deal on a vehicle when they have that high of residual value. You can get a great deal purchasing it as well. That means that when if you want to sell it at the end of 3 years, they're estimating, and this is not estimated by Toyota. These are people that do this for lease vehicles all through the industry, and they set that number, and then the finance companies come in and build their packages for the lender, for the car companies around this. So that's how a lease is formed. We're looking at payments in the low 200s on Tacomas. So, I mean, really, really aggressive leases. I think on that one there was about $3,000 down, and it was a 12,000-mile-a-year lease. So, I mean, it had some limitations, but that's an incredible payment, and that's just an example of what the kind of things you can do today with that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I think is important that you be sure to ask whatever kind of vehicle you're shopping for about offers like that and special incentives. A lot of times there's things that are out there that maybe are private offers that you may not be aware of, that you may be a member of the American Quarter Horse Association, and there's maybe rebates available for you for that. If you're planning to upfit a truck and put some you know, if you're buying it for a small business and you're going to put racks in the back of a van or something, there's mm-hmm. sometimes rebates that help you do that. There's all kinds of ways that we can help with, and there's you know, special offers that are out there all the time that we can research and make sure that you're not qualified for.
We don't always talk about leases on this program because I think around here most people most of the time tend to do what we have done traditionally, yeah. buy the vehicle. But lease is something people should check out and just to see if you, you know.
I think it's a great way to buy. I've leased a few vehicles myself in the years. It's a great way to get a little more vehicle and know that you're not going to have any inequity when you're done with the vehicle, as long as you live within the mileage restrictions and it's in good condition when you're done. And you also have the choice then of purchasing the vehicle. And a couple times when I've leased a vehicle, I've gone ahead and purchased it after the lease, just for because I thought it was a better, you know, vet deal than what I could get from somewhere else. And you know, so you have that flexibility if you want to. It works great for people who purchase vehicles regularly every two or three years and have consistent miles that they drive every year. It's a great way to own a vehicle or actually kind of borrow part of it.
Sure, yeah. It's interesting. I think it's just a matter of what getting our brain wrapped around it the first time. And you talk about model lease arrangements that is being suggested, but as I understand it, at least the manufacturers and the lease people can build something pretty much whatever requirements
completely.
You have.
Completely. Yeah. I mean, if you say, well, I don't do 12,000 miles a year, I do 45,000, the lease can be structured around that too. Yeah. So there's just a charge per mile that you work within. You still get the residual value benefit. Mm-hmm. You might want to talk to your accountant too if you are a small business or self-employed about how that would affect your use of the vehicle versus capitalizing it if that was what you were planning to do.
The dealership and the people at the dealership are so involved in different community organizations. We frequently on this program highlight a community organization, and you brought a friend along.
I did. We're getting into a busy time of year. There's so many things coming up, but one of the best ones that this time of year I love to be involved in is the
that's
Big Brothers,
too.
Big Sisters, Bowl for Kids' Sake, right around the corner here. Charlene, do welcome back to the program. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Happy Valentine's.
Yes.
And thank you, Charlie and Brad.
I think I've done that before with the
BBBS.org.
Yeah. And such a great.
It's actually BBBSOK.org.
A great organization, and this event is a lot of fun too, because people get to kind of mix and do something for a good cause and have a lot of fun at the same time.
Yes, we always hear that from people who do participate. We had so much fun last year. We want to have a team again this year, and we are very grateful for all of the people who taking the time to register their team and ask their friends and network to sponsor them and to help raise money for one-to-one mentoring. And we're very grateful to all of our sponsors, and thank you, Brad, for being one of those sponsors that helped to underwrite the costs for the campaign.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and the good that comes out of your time, your bowling, your fundraising, it pays benefits years into the future.
It does. We have our average match length between a mentor and the child that they're matched with is about 36 months. We do ask people to make a one-year commitment, but we hope that becomes two and longer. And we have had matches that have lasted 10 years. And because I've been here 29 and a half years, I frequently will run into mentors that I matched years and years ago who will in the community who will say that they're still in touch with their little and so those relationships go beyond the official relationship.
No, I think that's the stories you hear if you know people who've been mentors through the years. I think my mother did it decades ago in Tulsa, and you know that she stayed in touch with her people for a long time,
yeah. Right?
It's a lifelong relationship, and that you can build with people who really need a relationship at times.
Right. Well, we all need a mentor, mm-hmm. and we've all, you know, pretty much everybody that has been successful can say there was this person who mm-hmm. mentored them, believed in them, supported them. And as long as you have at least one person that is in your corner, then you are able to reach more of your own potential. And that's our branding is that we are defending the potential for children, and that's what our mentors are doing. We have a community-based program. The mentors are adults, and the activities will take place in the community. And we have big brothers, big sisters, and big couples. Mm-hmm. And big couples usually are matched with a boy. Mm-hmm. And then we have a site-based program, and those mentors meet with their child on the school campus during the after-school program hours, like 3:30 to 4:30-ish. And those mentors can be college students, adults, or high school students. And the majority of our site-based mentors at this time are high school really? Students, and they do an awesome job.
I bet.
They really
kind of
do excellent.
And they're a little bit older probably normally. Right. Are they?
Well, when you're in third grade, somebody mm-hmm. who's in high school.
Yeah, that could make a huge impression. Know,
they can't even imagine being mm-hmm. as old as I am. No.
Or as tall as that student is now, you know.
Yes.
Well, that's a great program. And I know that the mentors go through a lot of vetting, and you can't. But how does someone become involved in the program? Becoming a mentor or something like that?
Well, it can be as simple as calling our office mm-hmm. and talking to one of the staff who answer any of your questions, get you more information. And then if this is the right time or the right fit for you and you want to move forward, then we ask you to complete an application. And we ask for references. We do background checks, and we do a pretty in-depth interview. Mm-hmm. The point of all of that is to get to know you, to know what your interests are, your personality, what strengths and life experience you're bringing to the table, and what so that we can match you well with the child. So we match on the basis of personality, common interests, what the child's needs are, and what the volunteer's strengths are. Some volunteers will say, I've had these life experiences. I think that I can be helpful to a child who's in a similar situation. Hmm. Other volunteers will say, I've had these life experiences. Absolutely do not want to revisit them. I do not want to be matched with a child where those are life issues. Mm-hmm. Either answer is perfectly fine. We just need to know kind of what's in their head in terms of what their vision of being a big brother, a big sister is, so that we can match them well. Yeah. And because our staff does an excellent job of matching most of the time, mm-hmm. that's why our matches, that and the fact that we do professional support of the match as well, is why our matches last 3, 4, 5, 10 years.
Yeah, and I think the professional support, the stuff you guys do, is really critical too to the whole program.
Yeah, good match support can keep mm-hmm. a match going, because if you think about somebody who's matched when the child's 7 and then they're going to be matched for 10 years, mm-hmm. that's a lot. There's a lot of developmental mm-hmm. things. Yeah. And so you have to help both the child and the volunteer navigate those life changes and things that are happening in those developmental stages.
So is there a season when you need the volunteers, the mentors, to come in, or is it available all year?
We always need, mentors. We have about 27 children on the waiting list right now that we need mentors for. Mm-hmm. We specifically need men to step up and couples, because the vast majority of those kids are boys.
Okay.
That's going to be the case mostly across the United States, because more boys are referred, because generally speaking, more single parents are women, mm-hmm. And more women volunteer. So you have that lopsidedness. But we really do need men and couples to come forward to be matched with the boys, because some of those kids have been on the waiting list in excess of a year.
Really?
Which, your whole life can change in several times in a year.
Well, hopefully somebody hears this and is inspired to give you a call today and help someone out.
Well, we're all busy.
Yeah.
But we all have little pockets of time when we're doing things that, if we wanted to, potentially, mm-hmm. we could invite a child to join us for that hour or two once a week. We say a few hours a few times a month. It's very flexible. Now, the school-based is not. The school-based is once a week during that after-school hour for the academic school year. But community-based has more flexibility in it, both in terms of the activities you can do, because you have the community. You can go fishing. Obviously, can't do that on the school campus. But you also, it's up to the mentor and the child to decide when they're going to get together and what they're going to do.
So it's not a rigid and structured that way.
No.
And you have recently, as I'll say recently, over the past 3 to 5 years, really, I think, highlighted the couple matches, because it's an opportunity for maybe the husband can't make it this time, but the wife has plenty of free time, or vice versa, and they really get to see a good relationship.
That's true. A couple, usually the couples are going to be young, married, no kids, both career perhaps. They want to do something for the community to give back, but they don't want to take more time away from each other, or they may be empty nest. Their kids have moved on and they're still wanting to have youth in their life. Or it could be something as simple as, you know, we've got one of the partners, usually the male, is probably it would be an excellent role model, but is kind of shy and reserved and will do better. It likes to have the partner. But the child benefits because they get a female role model, a male role model, and a healthy marriage role model.
Now, I would say that it's probably great if they're coming, many from single family households, to have a couple relationship would be a great mentor.
And we have children that are in single parent families, maybe children that are being raised, more and more we're seeing children being raised by grandparents. We have two parent families where there's an extenuating circumstance. Perhaps one of the parents is mentally ill or has a terminal illness or is not readily available to the child. And we just encourage, if you're listening and you know a child or you have a child that you think could benefit from that role model and that one-to-one mentoring relationship, then just call our office and talk to one of the staff.
So I was going to ask, how do you get referrals and how do the
we get our referrals primarily from either parents and guardians that will call and say, you know, and maybe they know somebody who has a mentor or something. We also get a majority of our referrals from the schools. The schools will see, maybe a teacher or counselor will see a young person that can benefit from a mentor. They'll talk to the parent about making that referral.
Very good. And we spent so much time on the program. Let's go back to the big bowling event, which is coming up. When is it? When is Bowl for Kids Sake this year? And what's happening out there?
Well, this has been a challenging year. We've got a changing workforce in our larger companies, which is impacting the number of teams that they can field. It's just been a challenge trying to get everything moving.
Weather a couple of weeks ago didn't help you out any either. So
Well, we had to. Our youth bowl was rescheduled because of the weather. It's March the 7th, and that's an opportunity for youth in grades 6 to 12. They sign up at their school. So if you have a child or youth in grade 6 to 12 that's interested in Youth Bowl, which is a great party, it's a great opportunity for youth to raise money to help other youth in the community, then they just need to go ask their school. At the office will probably know who their school, their site coordinator is. We have party days at the Red Apple next Thursday and next Friday. We still have lanes open on Thursday at 7. If somebody's listening and been thinking about getting a team together
there's
and haven't quite got on it yet, well, there's still time. And then we have party days at the P66 lanes for the ConocoPhillips and P66 Phillips 66 employees, and that's on the 20th and the 26th.
Great. So coming up next week, and sounds like a great time. And if you're out there listening and want to form a team, still have a chance to do that. And so they give you a call, or what's the best way to sign up
probably,
for a team?
Just give our office a call. I could repeat the website, but if you're listening, it will be hard to get all the B's and S's straight.
There are a lot of letters.
Yeah, there are a lot of letters. I just want to give a shout out to our presenting sponsor, which is DSR again, and our campaign sponsors, which are ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, and an event sponsor, which is Truity.
Great so long-term corporate partners of yours. And
they've been wonderful.
All together, I know, and they all are. And congratulations to them. Thank you to them.
It's very nice. We've got a lot of community support, and we really have so many companies, large and small, that do so much to support the nonprofit community in our community.
Well, it is one of the strengths of our little town here, and you know, I hope you have a great event. It sounds like one. It's such a unique event because it has gets the kids involved in raising money to help kids. It touches a lot of people, and makes people get out and get involved. And,
right.
and I think that's one of the unique parts of Bowl for Kids' Sake.
And it's not about bowling.
Right.
It's about raising money.
Uh-huh. If you want to be a competitive bowler, but this may not be your venue.
No, yeah. It's not a competition.
If you are a competitive bowler, then you will be shining. Most of the people, I would say 99% of the people that bowl in Bowl for Kids' Sake bowl once a year.
Right.
For Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Is it too late to be a virtual bowler?
It is not. And thank you, Charlie, for bringing that up. We kind of forget to mention that. But if you're like, you know, forget it, I don't do the whole bowling thing. It's not my deal. I can't, my bad knee, my whatever. You can be a virtual bowler, and you can sign up online and use the online pledge sheet, or come and we'll give you a pledge envelope if you want. Mm-hmm. But you can help raise money even though you're not bowling and not part of a team.
Excellent. Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, what's the phone number down there again?
I'll just give you my direct line because that'll be easier. 918-213-4524.
Again, Charlene Dew, thank you so much for what you do in our community and all these years.
And thank you, Brad, for your continued sponsorship. And Charlie, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. One last question, Charlene. I know you've got a great answer for this, but there are special qualifications for this, right? You have to be a friend.
Yes. That will be helpful.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Excellent.
It's a great organization,
people
need to get involved.
Great time this year. We have a lot of stuff going on in Bartlesville, so get out and support an organization. We got the livestock shows right around the corner.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll be doing the Washington County Livestock Show in a couple weeks. We've got we've had the Price Tower on about their gala. There's lots of good stuff coming up, so get out there and find something to do in Bartlesville and support one of these great organizations and get your bowling team together. There's a couple lanes left for Thursday night.
See, the Washington County Show, if I remember the dates correctly, and I may be off, February 28th and March 1st and 2nd.
That's right.
Okay.
I believe that's correct, and I'll be out there at the show putting on Saturday night doing our scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
We do some scholarships for the kids, and we'll see if we can buy a premium or two too.
All right, that's the bidding out there gets a little bit intense sometimes.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's all for a good cause, and it helps again our youth and our community be stronger and build a stronger community for us.
Culmination of weeks and sometimes months of efforts on those projects.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's a good one. We're good segue for Truck Month too, because
great.
A lot of those folks do have Ford trucks,
mm-hmm.
and the Ford trucks are critical in our ranching lifestyle around here. And it is Truck Month starting tomorrow, so come on down and check things out. Give us a shout here today at 918-333-0900, or you can go on our website at dungeonschoice.com and see all our inventory, see all the incentives that are out there. We've got internet prices on everything on the lot. Sometimes you can also see vehicles that are not quite on the lot yet, but that are coming to us. We try to keep those priced as well. There's trade value tools. You can go on there and get an actual offer for your trade without leaving your couch. Just have to answer a few simple questions. We've got all kinds of chat tools, anything you need. We're there for you, ready to answer any questions you have about purchasing or servicing your vehicle.
And I believe you either already got it or got one coming in, the new Lincoln Nautilus, is that right?
We've had a Nautilus, okay. and definitely looking for the next one. you know, they should be here anytime. We've got a couple of them on the way, and they're building the new Aviator here soon. Mm-hmm. We've got two Raptors on the ground right now, great Ford truck product, and like I mentioned, the great deal on Tacomas, there's a few of those in stock and mm-hmm. that are make great payment vehicles, so come check it out at dungeonschoice.com or come see us down at on Highway 75.
You have made the We Will Buy Your Car program so easy to start the process nearly all online, and people can get that.
Well, we need inventory. Yeah. I mean, that's what drives it. Is we really need cars for our used car lot, and so we're looking to buy them all the time. And we find it's a lot easier to buy them from the public than it is at sales. And often we get better cars that way. And frankly, it's you don't have to bid with all the other dealers, and we can deal with people one on one. It's a great situation.
And if you have a car, maybe you're trying to add some custom feature to it, put it on an extra set of extra special set of rims or do some custom work, the maintenance crew over there loves to talk and it loves to help you out with some of those projects.
We're always doing special projects in our body shop and in our service department where people are doing stuff to their vehicles. We definitely get into that with all the car guys we've got out there.
You've got a great set of folks out there. They are always interested in your car, and with or without an appointment, you are the home of the 995 oil change and the low price battery guarantee.
That's right, Charlie, you can check that out online, too, and we'll schedule your appointment online at dungeonschoice.com.
That's a Car Talk program on AM 1400. Check it out again, dungeonschoice.com. Give Charlene a call and get involved in Bull for Kids' Sake, or even better yet, volunteer as a mentor. News on the way next. Insure your home, car, boat, health, life, and business all at one place. Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460, KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.